What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to She Thrives. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for your mind. Ever feel like your thoughts are just running wild? Like you're constantly bombarded with information, worries, and anxieties that it feels impossible to find peace? You know that feeling when your brain is a turbo buzzer and nothing seems to quiet it down? Well, guess what? It's totally normal, but that doesn't mean we have to just accept it. Think about it like this. Our minds are incredibly powerful tools. They allow us to learn, create, dream, and connect with the world around us. But just like any tool, they need proper care and maintenance. If you wouldn't leave your hammer lying in the rain, would you let your mind get battered by constant stress and negativity? That's where creating a safe space for your mind comes in. It's about building a haven within yourself where you can relax, recharge, and process your thoughts without judgment or fear. It's all about cultivating an inner environment that supports your well-being and helps you thrive. So how do we go about doing this? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. 1. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just some trendy buzzword, folks. Mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try simple breathing exercises or meditation to train your mind to stay grounded. Think of it like giving your brain a mini vacation from all the constant chatter. 2. Embrace self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and has moments of doubt. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a good friend. Remember, you're human and that's perfectly okay. 3. Set boundaries. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or add unnecessary stress to your life. Protecting your time and emotional well-being is not selfish. It's essential for creating that safe space within yourself. Imagine your mind as a garden you wouldn't let just anything grow in there, right? 4. Cultivate positive relationships. Surround yourself with people who uplift and support you. Their energy can have a powerful impact on your own mental well-being. Think of it like choosing the colors that decorate your inner space vibrant. Encouraging hues will always create a more welcoming atmosphere. 5. Seek professional help when needed. If you're struggling with overwhelming anxiety, depression, or other mental health challenges, don't hesitate to reach out for professional help. There's no shame in seeking support. It takes courage and strength to prioritize your well-being. Remember, you deserve to feel happy, balanced, and at peace. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this point perfectly. A friend of mine used to be constantly stressed about work, deadlines, and everything in between. Her mind was always racing, and she felt like she was on a never-ending hamster wheel. She decided to start practicing mindfulness and setting boundaries at work. She carved out time for daily walks, started saying no to extra projects when she was already overwhelmed, and even took a week-long vacation to disconnect completely. The results were amazing. She returned from her trip feeling refreshed, calm, and more focused than ever before. Her mind felt like a peaceful oasis instead of a chaotic storm. She learned that creating a safe space for herself wasn't just about relaxing, it was about reclaiming control over her thoughts and emotions, which ultimately led to greater happiness and productivity in all areas of her life. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to create your own sanctuary for your mind. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the most important thing is to keep practicing self-care, setting boundaries, and cultivating that inner peace. You can do this, friends. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. I encourage you to share your own experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all thrive together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.